Well, I tell you what, that was worth the journey. I said, man, 100 years old, he can sing all he wants to, amen. I ain't going to tell him to stop, but I sure appreciate the good singing, amen, brother. That was just a blessing, worth being here. And thank you all for letting me come back to be able to preach the Word of God. That crowd preached up a storm and they left from last week, but that's okay. You know, the disciples learned a lot from the Lord on the shore. But they learned some deeper truths when they went out in the storms. And amen. I hope God will do that for us tonight. I won't talk much. But if you will, take your Bibles tonight. I want to start in Matthew chapter number 25. Matthew chapter 25. And we'll look at some other scriptures we go. And I hope when you find your place, if you're able and willing, please stand tonight. Give reverence to the reading of God's Word. And I'll do my best to try to mind the Lord. And I hope that God will give us something here tonight. Thank God for His Word. And I appreciate the good singing. And you'll see, I appreciate how the Lord puts a service together if we'll just be obedient to the Lord. I've been had a thought on my heart for some time and been preaching some on it. And when you go about in daily life, you try to witness to people and you talk to people, and you should be. God left us here to serve and to work and to be a witness for Him. And the question is, this is a question that makes a lot of people uneasy. It's a question that you get around folks, you ask them, they get upset sometimes with it, and they a lot of times want to end the conversation. Sometimes it can be a discomforting question. And the question is when you die? When you die, where will you spend eternity? When you die, where will you spend eternity? According to the Bible, there's only one of two places that we're going to spend eternity when we die. There's one place that's called heaven. There's another place called the lake of fire. Now, I know we've heard most of all of our life, heaven or hell, but hell's just a temporary holding place until the judgment's over and they'll go to a place called the lake of fire. Talking about eternity, we're talking about eternity. We're talking about eternal in duration, time, without end, friend. And the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 25 and in verse number 31, says, when the Son of Man shall come, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on His right hand, come ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In verse number 41, then shall He say also to them on His left hand, depart from Me, ye that are ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Verse 46, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The Bible always makes a difference and talks about a division here. There'll be some going to everlasting punishment, and there'll be some to the righteous and the life eternal. Now go back to Matthew chapter number 7, please. Matthew chapter number 7. The Bible said, enter ye in. In verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. The majority of this world is on a four-lane highway, on the broad road headed to a place called hell, and eventually to the lake of fire. He said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He's making a division here about a broad road, and many are on the broad road. But then he said there's a straight and narrow road, and straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. It's so narrow, Jesus said, I am the way, thank God. That's how narrow it is. He said, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Down in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, talking about the judgment day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so we see here in the Bible that Jesus himself said that there's coming a judgment day. There's coming a day of division. There'll be some going to a place of everlasting fire. They'll spend eternity into a place called the lake of fire. But he tells us here that there are some, thank God, that'll be in a place that's called heaven, amen. And listen to me tonight, friend. You know, you hear people today that tell other people to go to hell. You even have so-called good Baptist folks that'll tell people to go to hell. I wouldn't want to tell anybody to go to hell. I don't wish anybody to go to hell, friend. Have you ever heard anybody say, why don't you go to heaven? You ever heard anybody tell anybody, why don't you go to heaven, friend? Now listen, here it is, people with the carnality in the hearts and minds, friend. They cannot speak of a place that God's people is going to spend eternity in. I believe there's about 200 references in the Word of God of a place called heaven, friend. 100 of those, somewhere around 100, was spoken about the Lord by through his mouth, amen. I think about the Lord as he spent his earthly ministry. He went around talking about two places. He talked about eternity. He talked about a place called heaven, amen. And he talked about a place that's called hell. And listen, friend, in his lifetime, that's what he talked about. He's trying to get people prepared for heaven. Now, I want to give you a word of encouragement tonight. One of the disciples was so discouraged when they got the news about how Jesus was going to leave them, that he was going to die. That Jesus spoke to them in the most discouraging time of their life. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So thank God, he's encouraging them. I want to do the same thing tonight. Jesus said a lot about heaven, amen. Thank God I'm saying, thank God. Listen. All that you ever learn about heaven, amen. Jesus spoke about heaven, but we learn more about heaven, amen, after Jesus left and went to heaven. And he sent the Holy Spirit of God back down, and he came to John on the Isle of Patmos, and we learn more from the Holy Spirit about heaven, amen, than we do from Jesus, amen. And he said a lot. Do you know, you don't hear much about heaven today. You about have to go to the graveyard. Got to go to a funeral service. And many times you go down to somebody that lived wicked as hell and hated God, hate the church, hate the Bible, and open the Bible up, try to bring comforting words to a family, and they tell them that they're with the Lord now, friend. I give them a false hope, friend. I'm telling you what, there is a place called heaven, amen. And listen, why don't we speak on it often? If you will, pray for me tonight. Pray with me, Father. Lord, we love you tonight. God, I pray, Lord, you'd hold back any opposing powers tonight. God, you'd give us liberty, clarity of speech, and clearness of mind. God, get loose us tonight. Let us preach as a dying man to dying people, God. Help your people tonight, dear Lord. I pray tonight, God, you'd meet with us in a special way. Dear God, you'd manifest yourself in your word. God, you'd come and touch hearts and lives. Dear God, we can rejoice tonight before we leave this place, God. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you for this dear man of God, these other men of God that have come, those that have come from different places tonight to meet together, to worship together, and hear the word of God. I know there'll be no preaching done tonight, Lord, unless you touch me and anoint me, God, afresh and anew. And God, I want to do your will. I want to preach your word. I want to say it and read it like you wrote it, God. And God, we love you tonight, Lord, only because you first loved us. And thank you now, Lord, for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated tonight. I want you to keep your Bibles open tonight. This may be a little different than what you're used to, but I want you to have your Bible. And I want to turn to some scripture tonight for a little while. In Hebrews chapter number 11, please. In Hebrews chapter number 11, how the Bible lets us know in verse 13. Now, the Bible said in Hebrews 11, verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them, embraced them, confessed them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. If you will, go to 1 Peter chapter number 1. Chapter number 2, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. Just stay with me a little while. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse number 9, everybody there. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, how the Word of God said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past, were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. If you will, the book of Titus, please. I'll wait till you get there, Titus, if you will. Chapter number 2. I'll preach in a moment. Titus chapter number 2, please. And look at verse number 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. I could quote it and go on. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in himself a pure, peculiar people, how zealous of good works. Amen. Listen, friend, how the Bible tells us that we are pilgrims. We are strangers. Amen. We are royal priesthood. Amen. A chosen nation. Thank God, a peculiar people. Amen. And listen, we're living in a day today that it seems like the church is so captivated with the world and with the system, amen, with the lifestyle and the thought pattern of the world, friend. It's getting kind of hard. It's getting kind of hard to see the bride, friend. It's getting kind of hard to see the church in the world we're living in, friend. It's getting so you can't tell the church from the world and the world from the church, friend. I want the world outside of the church is having a hard time. I see some peculiar people. Those that are zealous of good works, friend. This world is a looking, friend. Can they see a difference, friend? And you and I than them. But I want to go on record and say tonight, there is a difference. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. I saved, thank God, by the grace of God. I washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I do know where my eternal destination is. Amen. After I die, friend, I know where I'm going to spend eternity, amen. Does not make me uneasy when you talk about it, amen. I'm glad I can answer the question with comfort tonight, amen. And so tonight, instead of being captivated by this world and influenced by this world, amen, while my feet are still down here, I want my hands to be doing something for God, amen. The saints in the scripture, amen, thank God they would have occupied if Jesus come back. They had one eye on lost sinners and one eye on the sky, friend. Looking for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I want to say today, I wonder, friend, why we don't talk much about heaven. Why nobody's saying much about heaven. Is it because we don't know a whole lot about it, friend? How much do you know about heaven tonight, friend? Are you ready to go? Here's the purpose of what I'm going to preach tonight. Thank God, we need to get back to preaching and teaching and thinking and talking about a place called heaven, amen. Thank God, listen, friend. You say, well, when I think about it, amen, about being prepared to go, amen, thank God we ought to know enough about heaven to talk about it intelligently with others, amen, and tell them about heaven, amen. Thank God, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to do this a little while now. Just stay with me. We're going somewhere, Matthew chapter number 5, if you will. And I need your help tonight, amen. And verse number 16. Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who? Your Father, where is it? which is in heaven. Look at verse number 45. Verse number 45, how the word of God said that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, which is in heaven. Thank God he maketh the sun to rise on the evil, on the good, send it rain on the just and on the unjust. If you will, look at verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is where? In heaven, is perfect. Amen. Look, if you will, in chapter 6 and verse number 1. Take heed that you do not your own before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward. Your Father, which is where? In heaven, thank God. Look at chapter number 7, verse 21. We've already read it. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of what? He said, my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said, your Father. He said, my Father. And look at chapter number 6 again and verse number 9. He said, after this manner therefore pray ye. Look what he says. Our Father, amen. He talks about your Father. He talks about my Father. And he talks about our Father. Where is it? Which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thank God. So friend, why should I be preaching about heaven? Why should I be teaching about heaven? Why should I be talking about heaven and thinking about heaven? Amen. I'll tell you why. Thank God. Hallelujah. We've got a heavenly Father, thank God, that's in heaven, thank God. My eternal home, amen, it's going to be with God. Hallelujah. Just talking about our eternal home, thank God. Now listen, God is not a grandfather God, some old gray-headed man that's sitting up in heaven that's twiddling his thumb, friend, and lost his mind. He don't have grandchildren, by the way, amen. He only has children, amen. And thank God, listen, God is a spirit, amen. And no man's ever seen God, but I am going to see him as he is. I cannot see him tonight as he is. Thank God we get in the presence of God when we go to heaven. We're going to know him and see him and understand him, thank God. Listen, friend, we ought to be thinking about him. You know why? Before the foundation of the world, before I've existed, amen, before Adam, before Eve, before the moon, before the stars, he had me in mind, thank God. I say hallelujah, amen. I ought to be thinking about heaven. Thank God, listen, friend, he made a decision, he made a choice, hallelujah, to choose you and I, to choose to save us, amen. Even before the foundation of the world, God, hallelujah, had a plan, amen, to send his son, amen, that you and I could be born again, and the son willingly come and paid the price, amen, that you and I could be saved and go to heaven. Now you listen to me, having predestined, not talking about lost people, predestinate us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Thank God, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. For I'm just reading scripture. Listen, friend, you can take it what you want. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Amen. Didn't predestinate me to be saved or be lost. Amen. But he's talking to the child of God. I am predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. That's preparation that's got to take place. Amen. For me to be fit for heaven. Amen. And it started out that I got born again. Amen. And the Lord's going to, he chose us. He gifted us. And everything we got in this life. Amen. Has been due to the grace of God. Amen. You listen to me, friend. I say hallelujah. Somebody loved me that much before I've existed, amen. Planned out and had a purpose, amen, to save my dying soul and keep me from hell and the lake of fire. I want to see him, amen. I got to look forward to going to heaven. I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven and find out if I'm saved or not. He said, beloved, now we're the sons of God. I got a heavenly Father now. I'm a son of God now. I'm not waiting, amen, to find out if I'm saved or not, amen. Jesus, when he walked on this earth, he always talked about my Father, amen. He talked about doing the things his Father wants him to do. Saying what his Father wanted him to say, amen. While he lived here, friend, he wanted to be pleasing to the Father. He said, wish you not that I must be about my Father's business, amen. I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Go to John 6:38, please. John 6:38. For I came down from where? From heaven. not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He come to do the will of the Father. Stay with me now. Go to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1. Catch up on your Bible reading. Amen. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 11. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up where? Into heaven. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into where? Heaven. Shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. Listen, friend. The Bible said that Jesus, thank God, I'm glad he descended, amen, how the Father sent him here to do a work and do the will of the Father, but he also got the work done, and he ascended, thank God, back to heaven. Now go to Colossians chapter 3. Come on, turn with me. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things where? Which are above, where Christ, where is he at? Sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Let's go to Hebrews chapter number 1. I'm turning right with you, so come on. Hebrews chapter number 1, if you will, in verse number 3. Verse number 3. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, he done it by himself, amen, purged our sins, where did he go? He sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Go to Romans chapter 8. Y'all like reading the Bible, don't you? We'll have some preaching, amen. Romans chapter number 8, if you will. Thank God, hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 34. Romans 8, 34. Hallelujah. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, he said that is risen again. Where is he at? It's even at the right hand of God, who also what? What is he doing in heaven? Maketh intercession for who? For us, thank God. Revelation chapter number 10. Revelation chapter number 10. Chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation 12, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 10. Bible said, and I heard a loud voice, amen, saying, well, in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accused of our brethren is cast down, which accused him before our God. Notice this day and night. All right, listen to me now. Why am I preaching about heaven? Why am I teaching about heaven? Why am I thinking about it? Why am I talking about it? Amen. Thank God I took the Bible and showed you, amen. We've got a Father, amen, called our Heavenly Father that I can talk to anytime I want to, any place, about anything, about anybody. Do you understand that since Jesus ascended back to heaven, friend, he's been so busy, he ain't sitting up there twiddling his thumb, friend. It ain't like he ain't done. He done. When he said it is finished, amen, that thank God redemption plan was finished. But that won't all of his work, friend. Do you realize down through the years of mankind, man, day after day, problem after problem, prayer after prayer, thank God how much in my own lifetime I've had to go before God day and night, friend. The devil goes before him. In heaven, friend, the Bible said day and night accusing the brethren. But thank God, hallelujah, there's somebody sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, thank God, that's interceding on my behalf and your behalf, thank God. I want to go to heaven. I want to see Jesus. He said 60 years. He'd been preaching 60 years. Some of you other men have probably been preaching about that long. You ain't seen him yet. Been writing songs about him, singing about him for 60 plus years. Thank God, and talking about Jesus. Thank God, I preach about every week, amen, somewhere. Been singing about him, preaching about him, reading about him. Thank God, one day I'm going over to the other side. I'm going to see Jesus, amen. I say, bless his holy name. Thank God, think about it. Hallelujah. What made it possible, amen? He bore the penalty of my sin when he came here, friend. He chose to live inside of me all the days of my life, amen. And it's blessed me beyond measure, amen. Thank God, I'm glad I'm saved. He's answered prayers. He walks with me. He talks with me. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. He's been very busy, friend. Thank God, I'm just telling you tonight, friend. Thank God, you won't have to run around heaven and ask anybody, where's Jesus at? Look at Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 22. and I saw no temple therein. Why? For the Lord God Almighty and who? The Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Hallelujah. Thank God. I know something about His light. Amen. I was in darkness, and the light come by and turned the light on and the gable into my soul. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you what, friend. The Bible lets me know, if you will. Thank God. Listen, the Bible lets me know in chapter 22 and verse 5, there shall be no night there, and there be no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth light, and they shall reign forever and forever. Thank God. I'm glad I'm going to the city. I'm going to the place called heaven, amen. I'm going to see God the Father, amen. I'm going to see the most precious one that ever walked on planet Earth, the most precious one of all eternity, thank God. The most precious thing of being heaven, friend. It won't be the streets of gold. They're going to be important because they're important to Him, amen. It won't be the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. It won't be grandma and grandpa. The most precious thing throughout all eternity, it's going to be the wounds of our blessed Lord and Savior, thank God, to remind us throughout all eternity how we got there. Are you here? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house have many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'd go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, we'll come again and receive you unto myself to where I am. There you may be also, thank God. Listen, friend. Listen, friend. Thank God. Listen, friend. You die today, you wouldn't go to that place. You die today, you will go in the presence of God, and you'll go to the third heaven that exists now, friend. Now, I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be a new heaven, amen. Thank God, we're going to spend eternity in the new heaven. There's going to be a holding place for those that are lost without God and to the judgment, friend. And there is a heaven right now that you and I go to. That's not going to be my permanent place, amen. I'm going to a new heaven, amen. And listen, I believe this. I believe when we get our glorified body and be just like the Lord, it's not going to be limitations on us. He descended from heaven to earth, and He ascended back from earth to heaven, amen. Thank God, I believe that you and I, when we get our glorified body, we'll be able to come to the new earth. It's going to be a new earth, no sin. Thank God, hallelujah. We're going to be able to, thank God, go to the new city. That's going to be our home. But we're going to be able to go to the third heaven, be in the presence of God Almighty. I say, bless the Lord, amen. I'm just talking about our home tonight. Talking about a home. Revelation 21. Look what he said. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Why? For the Bible said, for the first heaven, first earth have passed away. There's no more sea. Now I saw, John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem coming down from God. Where's it coming from? Out of heaven, hallelujah, prepared as a bride, adorned for a husband, friend. What kind of place? What kind of place would God make for His bride? I'm talking about the master builder. I'm talking about the greatest builder, the greatest architect, amen. Thank God, He's not building cabins in heaven. Prepared as a bride. No limitations. You know, the most beautiful thing I've seen in my lifetime, the day I was in them mountains of North Carolina, snowed about 8 inches the night before, and next day was going to be my wedding day. When I stood up out with the so-called best man, stood up out that preacher, all of a sudden come out of that, down that aisle, bless God, what the most beautiful woman has ever lived on planet Earth, my bride adorned, amen. Talking about the look of love, amen. Thank God, I'll tell you what, hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you what. He said it's a bride adorned for a husband. Amen. You ain't never seen nothing like it. Amen. The best is yet to be seen. Amen. When we see heaven, thank God, the new Jerusalem, amen, that's pride, that's prepared, thank God, as a bride adorned for a husband. Amen. Thank God, listen, you can build the best this world has to offer. You get the best gold and do all, spend all the money you want to. It'll be like a shack or outhouse, friend, compared to our Father's house, amen. Thank God we're going to the Father's house, amen. That's our home, amen. We talk about the mansion. What about my Father's house, amen? In my Father's house are many mansions, amen. I say hallelujah. Paul said, for our conversation is in heaven. Stranger, pilgrim, just passing through. This ain't my home. My citizenship ain't here. Thank God I'm just passing through. My citizenship's laid somewhere else. And so he said, friend, as we look, we're looking from heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, thank God. That's where he went back. He's going to prepare a place. He's coming back for the church who shall change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned like to the glorious body according to the working whereby he's able to subdue all things to himself. Thank God we got to have a new body to go to the new city, amen. A glorified body. This body ain't fit for heaven, friend. This is a corruptible body. But hallelujah, when I got born again, I got in on something that's incorruptible, hallelujah. This world ain't my home. And the older I get and the more I learn about it, the more I'm confirmed there's a greater tug going that way than going down here, amen. I'm telling you what, friend, I'm just hoping and trusting that I can get the gospel message out to people that they can go to heaven with us, friend. We're not to look like the world, act like the world, smell like the world. This world ain't a home. I'm an ambassador of heaven, friend. I'm to let Christ to live in me, through me. Let him be my eyes, to use my eyes, use my tongue, use my hand, use my feet, amen. Thank God he wants to use this body, fill it up with the Holy Ghost of God. Thank God, listen, control my life. When you act like the world, you acting like who you're not, friend. I love not the world, neither things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Would it be the salt? Would it be the light? And friend, if it's so dark as we say it is, we ought to be shining brighter now than ever before. I'd say this meeting got started when it started in the tent meetings. It probably was thousand people or more come around, hear the gospel, amen. I'll tell you what, we've got folks today that are so in love with self and so in love with the world, friend. Listen, friend, we don't live like we're citizens of another land. I'm to be loyal to my government while I'm down here. I'm to render unto Caesar what belongs to him while I'm living this pilgrim life, friend. But when they go to going writing laws contrary to the word of God, I'm to stand up and thunder out, cry aloud, and spout out, amen. We're living in them days today. We need to take a stand, amen. And God, why should I be preaching about heaven and talking about heaven? He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your name, thank God, is written in heaven. My name don't mean much in this world, amen, but it means something over yonder, thank God. I'm glad he knows my name tonight, amen. He knows my need tonight, amen. Revelation chapter number 20 and verse 15. Listen to what the Bible said. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21 and verse 27. Revelation 21, 27. Chapter number 21 and verse 27 of the Bible says, and thou shalt in no wise enter in anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm glad I know who the Lamb is, amen. John said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Thank God the Lamb came and he's got a book, amen. He wrote my name in that book. He don't have no eraser to take it out, amen. Thank God I'm saved for time and eternity. That's what separates me from this other crowd. I've got the Holy Ghost inside of me, amen. Thank God I'm saved, thank God. I'm redeemed, thank God. My name is there as a result of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God I didn't get saved by my own conduct, by my performance, but by the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, amen. I say thank God, hallelujah, on the unmerited, unconditional, undeserved, non-negotiable, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that he demonstrated on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says, I say unto you, likewise, there's joy in heaven, amen. We need to get some in us and practice up. Just talking about going to heaven, amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 6. Amen. Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter 6, look if you will. Verse number 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure where? Where my Father is, where my Savior is, thank God, in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. Thank God the Bible said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, amen. Our treasures are laid up there, thank God. All that you give to the work of God, all your energy, all your gifts, all the talents, amen. Hey, thank God we give for the will of God. Listen, we're so conscious down here about security and preparation for a future down here, friend. Don't you get caught up at building an earthly empire, friend. House is either going to burn up, it's going to rust and rot and decay, friend. Nothing wrong with having things that God see fit for you to have, friend, and enjoy in this life. But it ain't about what you keep in this life. It's what you give away. The Bible said, give, it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give out your bosom for. He said that the same measure that you meet with wherewithal shall be measured again. Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Listen what he said. To an inheritance, thank God, that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Where is it at? Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Listen, friend, there's going to be a great reunion. We ought to be getting ready. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, don't you turn. Amen. I could quote a lot of this and go on, but don't you turn tonight. We need to be reminded once again. Verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For I believe that Jesus died and rose again. I believe that. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that they which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven, thank God, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in heaven. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. It's not a whole lot of deathbed repentance. I know that some people get saved. I've talked to a lot of people I knew was lost. They always convince themselves that last injection, that last pill, that last shot, that they'll have another day. Put it off. Put it off. Put it off. My question tonight, when you die, if you die before you get out of home tonight, where will you spend eternity? Everybody ain't going to heaven, friend. There's a broad road that leads to destruction. And most of this world is on the broad road headed to the lake of fire. Where would you spend eternity if you died today? I've known people, I don't try to come and get anybody to doubt. That's God, you can preach on hell. You can preach on any subject you want to, friend. I'm glad a long time ago I found out what I got in Jesus, amen. I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. You may preach me to the altar about something in my life, but it ain't because I'm wondering whether I'm going to heaven or not. I'm heaven bound, hallelujah. I know that my name is written in heaven. I got a heavenly Father. I've got somebody I pray to since I've been saved by the grace of God. That's heard and answered my prayers. I'm headed that way. But how about you? How about you? How about you, young folks? Huh? I'm going to heaven because I trusted the shed blood at Calvary. I've been forgiven, being forgiven, heaven. I'm going as a believer, friend. If you miss heaven, you're going to miss God the Father. You're going to miss God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Listen, friend, nobody rejoices in hell over your name. Your name won't mean a thing in hell, friend. But they're going to rejoice, thank God, when your name is called in heaven, amen. There's rejoicing today in the presence of the angels, amen. But your name will not mean a thing in the lake of fire. Heads bowed and eyes are closed. They sung the song. Won't it be wonderful there? It will be. I'll be satisfied. Whatever he has in heaven, you'll be more than satisfied. Let me ask you tonight, are you fit for heaven? Are you fit for heaven? You know much about heaven? What you're going to be doing when you get there? How much you know about heaven? Could you carry on an intelligent conversation about a place called heaven? I ask you tonight, I don't know what you want, somebody singing, somebody playing, or whatever. Do you come on, get around the piano? I'll step out of the way in just a moment. The altar's open. If you need to come. And I'll tell you one thing. I know a whole lot of people. I know a whole lot of people that are not fit for heaven, not ready. They're not ready, not prepared. Heaven's a prepared place for prepared people. Have you made preparation? Have you been born again? Are you washed in the blood of Jesus? If you're not, I beg you tonight. I beg you. Come to the Lord. If you are saved tonight, we need to set our affection on things above. We get so caught up into this world, friend, that we lose sight of where we're headed to and who we are. We don't have old-fashioned camp meeting. We don't have jubilee, amen. Remember the grace of God and what God's done for us, where he brought us to and where he's taken us to, amen. We're somebody's. Somebody going somewhere. We're a child of the King. Father, I love you tonight. Pray, Lord, you take these words and God, that fall upon good ground. We rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Rejoice that we got a Heavenly Father tonight. Rejoice that we got somebody interceding on our behalf. Thank you, God, that you prepared a place. We got an eternal home. Eternal home. No more darkness, no more night, no more sickness, no more sin, no more curse, no more Satan. We thank you for that, God. And Lord, we rejoice in the fact that our names are written in heaven. That's our eternal home. We rejoice in that fact. Meet every need, God, and deal in this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher, you come.